Blog Talk Radio.
Book. The Last Outpost of Freedom in the United States. I'm watching this governor of Oregon, which is a real leftist state anyway. It's either half Canadian and half communist. And he has to step down. His fellow Democrats want him to step down. It turns out that he has been using a political influence to get his live-in partner, his main squeeze, a job in the government where he pays her $200,000 a year, and she is a consultant on green energy. Green energy. She's a consultant. I got a picture. I should have put it up tonight. Of a guy in Massachusetts, in global warming, Massachusetts, you know, the land of global warming. And a guy is trying to get to his car, and he has dug a channel in the snow, which is over his head, to get to his car. I don't know what he's going to do when he gets to his car, because it's buried. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Global warming. These are the communist sidesteps that the blind followers take on the way to communist hell. But our show tonight is we're going to do the Irish version of 50 Shades of Grey, which is the movie of the month for the godless atheist Democrats. It's a Democrat love story. 50 Shades of Grey. Well, we're going to do the 50 Shades of Green. There'll be no sex for anyone. I was out late last night. I was hoisting a few sails with Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg, you know, the alky on the Supreme Court. She was three sheets to the wind. Man, she can knock 'em down. She must have a wooden leg. I had to break up. She's in a threesome with Orrin Hatch and John the Monkey Stewart. Orrin is the Don Juan of the Senate. It used to be Harry Reid, but he's into cows now. You can look for legislation called same heifer handling. Yeah. Harry Reid, he likes the Jersey cows, and Bruce Springsteen is writing a song. And one of my side themes is Biden for president now. We can't let this Obama stay in office any much longer. He has to be impeachy keen. And Biden is my candidate, which is the automatic replacement. Once Obama is stopped from destroying the nation. So, being that we were out drinking with Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg last night, the queen of the ACLU, and by the way, Orrin Hatch helped get her on the Supreme Court. Orrin Hatch is a rhino. And now we have dinos, Democrats in name only, rhinos and dinos, and they've been superseded by commos. So, bartender, everybody gets around. When Tom O'Donnell drinks, everybody drinks. Yay! Pay up, everybody. When Tom O'Donnell pays, everybody pays.
Warning, this MP3 download is illegal.
Oh, wrong one. Good. I got it.
And the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the Colchay of
Cork.
We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. Being an elegant craft, she was rigged full and daft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. And
there was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee.
There was Hogan from County Tyrone.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was capable of work,
and the chap from Westmead named Malone.
We had Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting in Bill Tracy from Dover. And young man Mick McCann from the banks of the Fan was the skipper on the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rag. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of all nanny good tales. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs. 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sights of our blind horses height in the hold of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost her way in a fog.
Big fog!
And the whale of the crew was reduced down to two. 'Twas myself and the captain's our dog.
Big dog!
Well, the ship struck a rock.
News that they couldn't keep under wraps came out today. Uniforms infiltrate base hosting U.S. Marines. ISIS militants in Iraqi army uniforms infiltrate an Air Force base. As many as 25 ISIS fighters, some in Iraqi army uniforms, infiltrated an air base where U.S. Marines are training Iraqi troops, the Pentagon said Friday. Rear Admiral Johnny Excuse Kirby, the Pentagon press secretary, who makes everything nice, told reporters that most of the attackers, some of whom were suicide bombers, were killed by Iraqi security forces guarding the Al-Assad airbase. He said no U.S. troops were involved and Iraqi forces suffered no casualties. And so he's claiming, he doesn't say how many of the enemy. They're saying as many as 25, but they don't say how many they killed. Of course, the suicide bombers, they're gone, if there were any, okay? And the word from Washington is, if they overrun the base, we're not, stand down, everybody. Stand down. We're going to Benghazi these Marines. Yeah, this president hates the Marine Corps. He hates the Marine Corps. Yeah. He makes them hold umbrellas. That's his put down. He's like an Idi Amin. Do you remember Idi Amin? On his birthday, he made the British ambassador staff carry him around on a throne, and the jellies did it. The jellies did it. They carried him around on a throne. It was a big laugh, man. I'll tell you. Yeah, it is really sad. I hope we don't come to that. I really do. I hope we keep our spirit of America, even if it goes down to 31%. Like I say, with the Catholic Church, we can go down to 12 and start all over again. And with the United States, we can go down to 25 and still win a revolution. 25%. Oh, and I got to do a retraction on one of my shows that I was listening to. I mentioned that the governor of Louisiana came from Texas. Now, I know that he was not the governor of Texas, Bobby Jindal. I know Bobby Jindal comes from a former slave state, and those Louisianans, those bayou people, those beautiful bayou people, those Creoles with soul, all voted for a dark-skinned man. And that's coming from a slave state, one of the largest plantation states. And did you know that the third largest slave owner in Louisiana was a black man? And he was the worst massa. How's that? Google it. So, this base in remote western Iraq has been under attack by ISIS since the militant group took over in the nearby city of al-Baghdadi. Al-Baghdadi, you know, that's the leader of ISIS. His name, I forget his first name, it might be Abdullah. Al-Baghdadi, because he comes from that city. About 50 miles northwest of Ramadi in Anbar province. All this was secured by George Bush when he was president. All this was under control by George Bush when he was president. And Obama the communist decided he was going to give everything to Russian gun sales. If you look at every terrorist in the Middle East, they all got Russian weaponry. And I can remember when the communists in this country used to accuse the United States of being in the weapons trade, that we were the bad guy. But they never show you the real bad guy. They never show you the communists who are about to take over the world. And we got the 50th anniversary of the fall of Vietnam, or the 40th anniversary, I don't remember which, of the fall of Vietnam. Watch who comes out of the woodwork to celebrate it. They are all your enemies. And 2017 will be the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. Watch who comes out of the woodwork to destroy this country on that anniversary. Jimmy from Brooklyn says communists are big on dates. And he's predicting a big celebration of victory by the communists in 2017. Did you know that Earth Day is Lenin's birthday? What a coincidence. What a communist coincidence.
Militants from the jihadist group had attacked the base. And the nearby town of al-Baghdadi a day earlier. This reminds me of the Westerns when the first skirmish is a light one. And the cavalry thinks it's over. And then all of a sudden the whole tribe comes. So be on guard, American Marines. And remember, this president hates your guts. You're on your own. And the ones he can't put in jail for premeditated murder, he will just leave to die on a battlefield. One axiom is very true. Democrats get you into war, and then they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. Isn't that what Lyndon Johnson said? I will not seek. While my American boys are dying, I'm cutting out. Yeah, I'm cutting out. I don't like. This is going to affect my legacy and my library. Yeah, that's all they run for, a legacy and a library. Al-Baghdadi has been besieged for months by Islamic State, which captured swaths of northern and western Iraq last year, prompting a campaign of U.S.-led airstrikes and a deployment of hundreds of U.S. military advisors to the country. A U.S. defense official said the Iraqi forces had stopped the attack and resecured the facility. Coalition forces were several kilometers from the attack, and at no stage were they under direct threat from this action. You better pray to God that those 300 Marines don't get overrun, and the ones who don't die fighting are brought out for videos and beheadings. And then the Shiite will be on. The Marines are training members of the Iraqi 7th Division at the base, which has been struck by mortar fire on at least one previous occasion since December. You think that they're checking with the North Vietnamese on tactics on the siege of Khe Sanh? You think they're getting any mortar advice from Russian arms sales? Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, a moderate Shiite Islamist. Oh, they got moderates. They don't have any radicals? No, radical is not an Arab word. There's no such word in the Arab dictionary as radical. Radical was made up by ignorant, lying Democrats who have no idea what the Muslim religion is about. There is only one Islam. There is only one God, and the Muslims will tell you he never had a son. There is only one God, his allies, only one book. It's the Quran. And Shahadis are martyrs. And they go directly to paradise after blowing themselves up. They get 72 virgins, 80 with a coupon. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, a moderate Shiite Islamist who, since taking office in September, has promised to support the neglected Sunni minority community, said the army was prioritizing the western Sunni province in the fight against Islamic State. The Iraqi government and security forces are extremely concerned with Anbar. All this was under control under George Bush. And now Obama has snuck. I don't know if that's a word. Obama has snuck 3,000 troops back in after he gave the big farewell parade. He snuck 3,000 troops back in. 3,000 troops are not going to stop 30,000 Shia dedicated to die for Allah. So don't, when somebody, you hear the word radical Islam, that is a cagada de toro, cagada de toro statement that was created by the media in this country. And you want to know something? I'll tell you a story real quick. Have you ever seen pictures of Dwight Eisenhower wearing his Eisenhower jacket? Have you ever seen pictures when he was visiting the guys just before they kicked off for D-Day? He had an Eisenhower jacket with a shoulder patch, and the shoulder patch said Crusade, and it had a sword. You know, I can't find that shoulder patch. I just went out to a giant shoulder patch company and metal company, and I've asked them to see if they could find one for me. Now, why would the word Crusade be taken off of any pictures of Eisenhower? I remember growing up and seeing Crusade in Europe, and I saw that patch with the word Crusade on it. And it's gone. And I've often said, when the last World War II a veteran is dead, the communists will rewrite history, and they're doing it by the minute. An Iraqi military official in Baghdad told Reuters, and you can't believe everything you hear from Reuters, and you can't believe everything that you hear from Al Jazeera. And what's the other one? There's another one besides Reuters. And you can't believe everything you read in the Stars and Stripes, because there's a lot of propaganda. And the Pentagon is overrun. They got all the wrong people in the right offices. An Iraqi military official told Reuters the insurgents had taken advantage of a lull in the airstrikes and caused by poor weather to launch the offensive, but that weather has since improved. God help who's ever commanding over there if his post gets overrun. You'll hear so many excuses for failure, you'll believe everyone. The Iraqi official said Islamic State has been cleared from most of al-Baghdadi, which, with the remaining fighting centered around a police station. These people haven't come in full force yet. That conflicted with reports from a tribal leader who said the jihadists are still in control of much of the town. You got to remember what kind of propaganda the Iraqis use. You remember Baghdad Bob? I think he worked for NBC on the sly. the ground will burn the feet of the Americans. There are no Americans on Iraqi soil. The airport is completely in our control. We have overthrown the Americans. They are under retreat. I have to go now. The Americans are coming. Ongoing clashes and poor communication have made it difficult to confirm such reports. Well, that's what happens when the enemy is roasting your Frankfurter. Unbelievable. I'm going to give you a tune. We were going to talk about 50 Shades of Green. I'll give you the difference between 50 Shades of Grey and 50 Shades of Green. Here's a typical Irishman advertising for a bride. You know, in the Most Wanted, Ireland's Most Wanted. Handsome Irishman from Tipperary looking for a Colleen who has four good truck tires. Please send a picture of the tires. Yeah, and you want to hear an Irish wedding proposal? How would you like to be buried with my folks? We'll give you an Irish tune. We'll give you an Irish tune. We'll give you an anthem. An anthem that has two big Liberty bells in it. And here in the United States, they're trying to get God out of the country. The Democrats already voted him out at the last convention during the flag burning ceremony.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus as round our blazing fires. Impatient for the coming fight, and as we wait the morning light, here in the silent song.
Yes, yes. The Irish. God bless them. Ireland used to be called the land of saints and scholars. But I think it's as liberal today as is Boston. It's not the, they're not cut from the old kilt. Okay, I don't want to dwell on the sadness of the day. We're going to read about Charles Krauthammer. Political analyst Charles Krauthammer called the sudden evacuation of the U.S. embassy in Yemen humiliating. Did you ever see that a movie about how the State Department betrayed a Marine who was in charge of the evacuation of the Yemen embassy? Did you ever see that movie? Is his name Samuel Jackson? Was he the one that played the Marine? Very good movie. Very good. Showed you how propaganda and the media can distort the truth. It was an excellent movie. And how people will not come to your aid if their career is on the line. The State Department was the enemy in that movie, and I believe the State Department is our enemy today. And I believe that the State Department was infiltrated in the 1940s by the Communist Party. And it hasn't changed much. I call them a mini UN, and the UN is no good whatsoever. The sooner we're out of there, the safer we will all be. We got too many Trojan horses in this country. We're going to have to start dismantling them. Krauthammer said the conservative pundit skewered Barack Obama for his foreign policy regarding the Middle East. He's lost the entire Middle East. The question is, did he do it out of stupidity? No. The answer is he did it out of intent. It was his intent to decapitate American success in the Middle East. Ruth Bader Ginsburg admits she wasn't 100% sober. She went to the doctor for a checkup for her drinking because she was getting the shakes. And the doctor asked her, how much do you drink a day? She says, I have no idea. He says, do you drink a pint a day? No, I don't think so. A quart a day? No, I don't think so. A gallon a day? I spill that much, Doc. Police officers' intense pre-arrest conversation with Chris Kyle's killer captured on cops and body cam. Oh, I would love to find out that he was radicalized and given an assignment. I just don't see how he got that close to Chris Kyle. They're not telling you. I hate the news. The news never gives you the base plate that you can build on. They give you all the crap but the base plate. And you need the base plate. How did this guy get to Chris Kyle? They said his mother called Chris Kyle and asked that he work with her son. It bears, and I don't buy the insanity. I don't buy the insanity plea. And I'm a big a proponent of sentences, criminal sentences, that when the criminal is sentenced, whatever it is, if it's death by hanging or a firing squad, that his lawyer gets the same penalty. And I'll tell you, you know what that's going to do for the defendant? It's going to give him the best lawyer's defense. Best vigorous lawyer's defense. No, with that lawyer knowing that he's getting the same penalty. 20 years in jail with your lawyer, you know, you can talk about a lot of things like what he didn't do right. Unbelievable, man. And those headlines I just took from FireWire, the Blaze. Yeah, the evacuation of Yemen is sad, but that's the third embassy Obama has retreated from. The worst one that he has to stand trial for, along with Hillary Clinton, is Benghazi, because those four guys were betrayed in Benghazi. They were betrayed. They were sold out. And there are Pentagonian officials who know that. And Leon Pinheden knows that. And everybody who was advising Obama knows that. And they know the reason why he wouldn't issue an executive order, which he likes to do. He gives them out like they're bus transfers. And why they couldn't get to the seventh floor from the sixth floor to talk to Hillary Clinton. And a lot of covering up there. And why were guys who were wounded transferred to hospitals under assumed names and made to sign NCNDs? You know what an NCND is? An NCND is an agreement you sign with somebody in business that, based on the information that you're giving that party, that party will not go around you and do the deal without you. That's what an NCND is for. I know some guys give them to their wives, but Americans fear Islamic court. Gitmo transferred, barred by panel. Army OKs, private Mannings, sex change, hormones. Should we read any of that? You want to get sick? 50 Shades of Private Manning? Now, Private Manning, you know, he gave out like, what was it, 200,000, 800,000 emails? Surprising reason why younger women are attracted to older men. I could tell you the reason. It's the size of the bank account. Oh, he's big. Simple way to increase testosterone and boost libido. You could take Cialis. You take Cialis. And not only that, if you don't want to, you could Cialis. And that's about $10 today's money. This is all a sex ad here. I want to read the news. Give me a break. Give me a break. Senate OKs panel barring most transfers from Guantanamo. What are you kidding? You let 400 guys out. Now you're going to pass a law? It's unreal, unreal, man. We're in trouble. We have hired incompetence to run an incompetent government. A Senate panel has approved legislation. A roadblock in President Barack Obama's push to close the detention center and give Gitmo to the Russian Navy. Putin, in my second term of office, I'll give you, you won't believe what I'm going to give you. The vote was 14 to 12 at a closed-door session. Yeah, you don't want to know who the 12 are, do you? I bet you they voted to burn the flags. I bet you they vote to kill kids. Want to bet? They won't give them names. They don't give the names. The only time they gave out names was when an American soldier fighting under George Bush was killed in Iraq. And 4,700 names the press gave out. They gave a picture. They gave the town, and they then stuck eight microphones in a mother's face, a Gold Star mother's face, who lost her national treasure. How does it feel that your son died under George Bush? Now we go to Afghanistan, where Bush lost 461 in 8 years. Obama has already lost 2,437, that's a count from 2 months ago. And Obama has lost that many, and not one name was listed in the press, in the communist press. Instead, what they did was they changed the nationality of the Americans to NATO troops to be identified later. Oh, NATO troops, they must be buried in Holland. Yeah. And that's how Obama covers his losses. And you saw him doing his imitation in the mirror, right? Making a selfie. Sick, man. The guy is sick. That's why he's got to be impeached. We have no more time. We're out of time. There's a third world war coming, and we're out of time. You saw the stock market went up? Did you see oil go up? It went from $50 yesterday to $60 today. That's how quick they can move that price. And you better get that Keystone Pipeline done and start building 10 more pipelines. And if you want, you can talk to, that governor up in Oregon. They also said that he was bi. Do I care? Do I care if he was bipolar? He needs help. You got to help the governor. That's why he has to be removed, and he's got to go for rehab. When you're bipolar, that's nothing to play with. Oh, that wasn't the buy? Oh, he rides a bicycle? Yeah. How we are becoming a sick nation. America is becoming a Bible story. And the Lord looked down and he said, I'm taking this son away for 6 months. Okay. I'm going to give you an Irish tune about a Drake. We're not going to have the tune. There we go.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine Drake, and I die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs, they were yellow. He could play like a swallow, or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage took red his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered me beautiful Drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen. He was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight. He was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pounds, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful Drake. May his spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may his hair and his wig be well thrashed with the flail. May his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite. That the flies and the fleas, may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind easy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's Drake.
Okay, we're back. All right. I'm going to read you a story. That this is also from, let me see who sent me this. Newsmax. Army okays sex change hormones for Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning is serving a 35-year prison term for leaking hundreds of thousands of government files, probably resulting in the death of somebody. has been approved to receive hormone therapy for transition to a woman at the Army's Fort Leavenworth prison. Is that a prison for women? The approval for the formerly named Army Private Bradley Manning is a first for the Army. The new Army. You're in the new Army and everybody's sweet. After carefully considering the recommendation that hormone treatment is medically appropriate and necessary, and weighing all associated safety and security risks presented, I approve adding hormone treatment to inmate Manning's treatment plan. Colonel Erica Nelson, the commandant of Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, wrote, in a February 5th memo, USA Today reports. Hey, Erica, honey, how about those three GIs that are rotting away in your prison? Are you doing anything to get them a retrial? Are you doing anything to take them off of suicide watch? Are you doing anything to help a black sergeant named Derek Miller, who was charged with premeditated murder and probably convicted by a panel of non-combat experienced judges? Are you doing anything for the two friends of Michael Behenna, who was released after serving 5 years, and when he stepped outside your prison, asked that somebody help his two buddies that were on suicide watch? Are you doing anything for Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, who is a new resident at your prison, who was also convicted of the communist charge of premeditated murder? Are you doing anything for Evan Vaylor, who was also rotting there, who was charged with premeditated murder while on an ambush and sniper setup where his commanding officer jumped an Iraqi who got too close to your concealed position and held him down and ordered Evan Vaylor to shoot the Iraqi in the head. And after he did, the Iraqi locals wanted all three charged with premeditated murder, and they wanted them charged in an Iraqi court. So the Pentagon, in its ability to suck up to terrorists, decided that two would be returned to Fort Bragg to be charged in a military court, and they left Evan Vaylor at the mercy of American inexperienced judges with no combat experience, six of them, in an Iraqi court. And they sentenced Evan Vaylor to 15 years. Evan Vaylor hails from Alaska. His wife was living up there. They had a home up there. They had two kids. Now, his wife has no benefits. She is penniless, because I'm sure she got a big legal bill. And the legal bill probably took anything that they had. She sold her house and has now moved to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, where Erica Nelson is the commandant of Fort Leavenworth. You know who was the commandant at Abu Ghraib? A woman general. And never stood trial. They skedaddled her out of there before the press could get to her, and you never heard any more about her. And she was in charge of Abu Ghraib. So they gave a couple of silly sergeants who got out of line. They threw the book at them, but they never threw the book at that general that was in charge. You know why? Because she was a Pentagon mom. Yeah. She was the mother of the Pentagon. Unbelievable. And here you got a colonel in charge of Fort Leavenworth. I would like to see a list of all the GIs that are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth that have been charged with premeditated murder. And there's another one. I got another card here. It's to General Amos, the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Sir, I am writing in support of the Marine family stationed at Camp Pendleton, California. I respectfully request that you stand with them as they face persecution by the atheists from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It's not state. Thomas Jefferson made a quillo. It's Separation of Church and Snake. Those who have lost loved ones in service to our country have the right to honor their dead with a sacred cross. As free Americans, we have a constitutionally guaranteed right to this religious freedom. The Camp Pendleton cross should stand. Thank you for taking on this battle. The last, there's two bastions. I got to tell you, there's two bastions of freedom in the United States. When they go, we go. One is Christianity, and the other is our military. Once they are destroyed, this land belongs to evil. It belongs to the devil. And God help us all. Now, I was watching a CNN clip, and the CNN spokesman's name was Cuomo. And everything that seems to have the name Cuomo turns to murd. And this Cuomo, who professed to be religious, and my guess is he's a kino, Catholic in name only. he was pretending to be a Christian, and he was attacking Judge Roy Moore from Alabama. And I never heard so much vitriol and anti-religious crap coming out of the CNN. That's the network that filmed the Clinton kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez on Holy Saturday and traded him for future favors from Fidel Castro, which now Obama is negotiating the transition of Cuba to a Soviet Navy port. Yeah, that's what's coming, folks. The longer this man is president, the more you're going to pay. You're not only going to pay in dollars, you're going to pay in blood. Because, you know, did I ever hear that song, Nowhere to Run and Nowhere to Hide? That's going to be you in this country. One day you're going to wake up just like we woke up on 9-1-1 to two planes dusting off the World Trade Center, or as I call it, the Clinton Towers. And you're not going to believe what's going on in this country. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to poop your pampers. And then you're going to ask yourself, why did this happen? Why do they hate us? Can't we take an ad out in the Times? Can't we negotiate peace? Yes. Could you just come a little bit closer to the man with the sword? Thank you very much. We're in trouble. So let's go back to Private Manning. They don't know whether to call Private Manning his and her. His or her. Now, Fort Leavenworth, is that a male, a female prison? Now, if Private Manning went in as a male, and he's no longer a male, is he going to the female portion of Fort Leavenworth? And is Fort Leavenworth a male-female prison? You can't leave a woman in with a male population, God forbid. He goes to the showers. Yeah. And can you put him in with the women? I guess that's what you're going to have to do. But, you know, this is not new, my friends. They've been doing this in California prisons for years. We have firsthand knowledge of the cost. Did they tell you how much the hormone treatments cost? I think some of the shots are a grand. Yeah, you got to get the, you know who you used to get hormone shots, female hormone shots in prison? The murderer of about 11 Filipino nurses, Richard Speck from Chicago. he was getting hormone shots, female hormone shots, all paid for by the tax sucker. Oh, tax sucker, you're going to be working 10 jobs because your government has a tax Jones. While in prison, Manning sued the federal government to access to the hormone treatment so she could live as a woman. The Justice Department declined to comment. USA Today reports, and the American Civil Liberties Union, the biggest communist organized lawyers guild in the world, which represents Manning in the case, didn't immediately comment. And they get paid by the American taxpayer when they win or when they lose. We're sponsoring our own demise. We're no different than Marie Antoinette. We're as smart, we're as savvy as Marie Antoinette was. Transgenders are not allowed to serve in the military this week, and the Defense Department does not provide such treatment. The Department of Veteran Affairs, however, does provide the treatment for veterans. There you go. You can't get to see a doctor, but if you want chop them with lipstick. You got it, baby. You go first. Some Vietnam vet with 2 minutes away from a heart attack is probably being backed off so that they can take care of the mistakes of the earth. The Army is just fulfilling its obligation to provide Manning with medical care. Mara Akeesling, Executive Director for the National Center for Transgender Equality, an advocacy group based in Washington, told USA Today. Comments? It's 81 comments. Treason used to get you a firing squad. Now you get a set of knockers and free pedicures for life. Ain't liberalism grand? If she had a heart attack, they would have to treat that too, Keesling said. This is no different. No different than a heart attack, really? These people are commenting. As I read the lines, it's a different person. This is Rhett CPO, retired CPO. Utter insanity, dog. Sex changes are no different than a heart attack. Abortions are health care. Up is down, white is black, inside is out. You get the point. We're communist-controlled. We're a communist-controlled nation. Guess, come and take it. Come and take it, says... Guess that lib that made that comment has ever suffered through a heart attack. On another note, Log, aren't you a Vietnam vet? And Log comes back and says, yes, I am, retired with 41 years of service in 2010. Was in Fubai with MACV in 70-71, just below Camp Eagle, where the 101st Airborne had a huge base. A garden spot in Northern I Corps. Wait till the draft comes back, boys. Don did. To dishonorably discharge the individual who authorized the treatment and sue the ACLU for as frivolous a suit. It's pure perversion. What's perverted yesterday. That's what that Scumbaggio Cuomo on CNN was telling Judge Roy Moore. The nation has changed, and God is no longer welcome. The nation has changed. The reason I ask is I saw an advertisement for a documentary film that's up for an Oscar that I heard and hadn't heard about before. It was done by one of Robert Kennedy's daughters. Don't remember if she was the director or just what, but her name is attached to it. And it deal with different stories of people at the end of the war and the evacuation from Saigon. It had an interview with Kissinger, some of the refugees that were kids back then, but adults now, and some other interesting perspectives. Thought you and the other non-vet posters on here might be interested in checking it out. Might try to look for it on search engine Google. I can't remember its name. Something about the end or final days. But if you look for Oscar nominations in the documentary category, it should get you there. Hope it's something you'll like. Thanks, I'll check it out. Come and take it. You're quite welcome, and thanks for passing the word. A Fuzzy Bear says a heart attack is not elective treatment. changing one's sex is. This is only the beginning. I am sure there were gals in the army that want to be guys, about 98%, I would say. Ooh. What is different, a federal pen for shemales? He should have been strung up. That's right. He should have gotten two behind the ear. That's what the Russians would have done to him. They stand you over a drain, and an officer comes up and puts two behind your ear. Federal pen for shemales equals insane asylum. Strung up from his scrotum per encourage les autres. Pour encourage les autres. I don't know what that means. Wanderlust says they must have him in a special cell set up, or I think he would have been gone by now in the general population. Come and Take It says it wouldn't surprise me if he, she is one of those old dumber gives a pardon to at the last minute. Last day in office. Big FU to the U.S. You know this president hates his country. That's why he's got to be impeached. I'll take Joe Biden any day. Joe Biden, he will not do what Obama is doing. He will not do it. Even if he's ordered to do it by his Communist Party, he won't do it. He won't do everything. He'll do less than Obama. I'm not reading the next one. Aren't they all looking for a wife in there? Now they have one custom made for them. And next thing on the agenda. Terrible. And a nip and tuck, too. It's a mad, mad world, says another guy. Thank you for your service, somebody says. This is sick. Only liberal PC could ever bring about a depraved outcome. Look at the universities. They're trying to cover up the rape stats. Well, it was date rape. She had it coming. Yes, she was wearing a dress. She asked for it. I'm still waiting for someone to explain to this taxpayer why I have to pay to satisfy from perverts and fantasy. You have no idea how much you're paying. I think I said it before. You're going to need 10 jobs to pay the taxes that are coming your way. A female colonel made the decision. No female should be in the military, let alone attain the rank of colonel. I second it. We don't need them. They should be home practicing their meatballs, as Jack Nicholson said in Pritzi's Honor. My wife loves that line. Yeah, Angelica Houston is saying, you know, I can't get any respect. They don't treat me as a business associate. He says, look, why don't you stay home and practice your meatballs? Charlie, that was a good movie. You know what scene I liked in that movie the best? Is an old Irish guy who played the grandfather. And he was good. Found out. Angelica Houston got the goods on a mafia hit woman. And I can't remember her name. She was in Body Heat. I can't remember her name. She'd be very pretty. And she's showing her grandfather pictures. Here she is, Grandpa. She's a hitter, Grandpa. Here she is. Here's another one of her. She was at the party when you got the golf clubs. She took out so-and-so. And he turns around like a helpless old man. And he's got tears in his eyes. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm an old man. What am I going to do? And she says, Grandpa, she's got to go. She's a hitter. She's got to go. And he turns around with a big smile on his face and he goes, you're just like your grandpa. You forget nothing. Okay. Well, better hope you never get wounded in the war zone, because the only people there with skills not only to treat you but to transport you safely home are military nurses and physicians. Nurses, God bless them. There's, you know what? There's not one statue for an American nurse in this whole country, I don't believe. And if it's one, it's the only one, or maybe there's three in the whole land. There should be a giant statue of an American nurse. There's nobody more valuable than an American nurse. But don't tell me that we need women Marines on the front line. Don't tell me that. I know that the press likes to play it up. During the Iraq War, they had a female helicopter pilot, the first female helicopter pilot, and they gave her all kinds of lauds and kudos, and they really played it up. Here she is. She's in the middle of battle. And about 6 months later, she flew into high wire lines, and she died. There's certain jobs. If I lived five stories up in an apartment house, and my apartment was on fire, and they put a big ladder up on the right up on my windowsill, I don't want to see a woman fireman down there saying, "Could you come on down? I've got my heels on." I know cops that go to the firing range, and the women cops ask them to load their magazine because they don't want to break a nail. And one of the cops I know that was asked, he refused to do it. He refused to do it. There are certain jobs you do not give to women. And God help the first woman that gets captured by ISIS. It is not going to be pretty. So, yes, but as far as nurses go, backbone of the country. If the Teamsters had to do the job that the nurses would do, they would want $10,000 an hour. And you would have to make your own bed and clean your own feces. Otherwise, it would be $20,000 an hour. Yeah, okay. So we know. We know the difference between women and women. And men cannot have babies. No matter what they say or what role they play, they cannot have babies. Because a female colonel who was probably a sodomite herself is just taking care of one of her own. And the brass is terrified to be against it because they have no backbone either. Yeah. Okay. All right. Ridiculous, says somebody. The only medication we should be getting is a lethal injection for treason. Oh, you see how the press have glorified the other KGB agent? What's his name? His name is almost forgotten. What's his name? Starts with an S. Starts with an S. He's out of the press. He's forgotten. America has Alzheimer's when it comes to traitors. He gave 2 million... top secret documents to Red China first, and then when after they picked through them, they said the rest you can take to Russia, and he went to Russia. Snowden. Snowjob Snowden. He's a KGB agent, man. He's a KGB agent. He sold out this country. He definitely, you know what they should do? They should put him in the same wheelchair as Major Hassan and swing the both of them out over the gallows. Colonel Nelson, please explain why it is medically appropriate and necessary for the traitor Manning to get hormone therapy at our expense. If he wants to change sex, then he will have time in 35 years. Here's Ishka Bibble. Ishka Bibble, this is one of the last ones I'm going to read. Christians and God-fearing souls are losing more and more freedoms and liberties every day. And being persecuted. But shout out, you're a homosexual and proud, a man trapped in a woman's body. Uncle Sam will accommodate your every wish. What a country. You got to read the 45 goals of the Communist Party. Read the 45 goals of the Communist Party. You can get it. You can get it online. You can Google it. It was read into the congressional record in 1962 and 1963. And everything that's happening to us is in that list of 45 goals of the Communist Party. And that, then you'll know who you're up against. You see, the Republicans can't admit that we have lost the Cold War and the Communists have won. They can't admit it because Ronald Reagan, a great president, is their hero. And if they admit that that Putin is now leading the communist world against the United States, they have to admit that we have failed. But the only reason we failed is when the Russian economy collapsed, the communist economy collapsed. And we all saw the pictures of the gummy store, which could be Macy's next year. The gummy store where you went into the meat section, and all of the refrigerated windows were empty, and you got a chit for a roast beef, and you had to come back next Wednesday. And the Russians opened up all of their archives for us to see. So it was like a cleansing. It was the fall of Russia. They were going to go capitalist. And many Russian officers made a bundle when communism fell. I can remember seeing bids for scrap metal. They were scrapping everything and they were selling it. And I think Bill Clinton made a bundle on chickens, selling Purdue chickens to Russia. He was involved in that somehow, I forget. But so what did they do? They took money from us to rehab the nation. The Chinese took money from us to rehab their nation. Actually, see, we were very clever. We were paying the Russians to oppose the Chinese, and we were paying the Chinese to oppose the Russians. And the Chinese and the Russians got together and said, let's take the money, we'll rebuild, and we'll rejoin later on. And that's what the name of that tune. And now we are almost in communist hands. And New York has a communist mayor. And Washington, D.C., the Red House, now has a communist president. And that's why I say, let us impeach Obama and let Joe Biden fill his term. We can't wait 2 years. If we do, we're going to pay a terrible price. And I got to tell you, the same people that are against war are going to be in it up to their ears. And the same people that are against the draft are going to go to the front line in a taxi cab. Because the next draft that comes back, it either comes back one or two ways. It comes back as a legitimate draft with a time frame, or it's going to come back as a government sweep in deuce and a halves, picking up people to go to the battlefield. And I honestly believe and have believed since 9/11 that the Pentagon already has the casualty lists that they expect. And there are cities that will no longer be on the map. I bet you they got a scenario like that. You think about it. And what city is it going to be? Well, everybody knows New York is the happy target. Washington, D.C. is the happy target. Those two are definitely going to go. But every city or town that has a military base will be a target. And the Russians know where all our bases are. Do we know where all theirs are? I don't think so. So, the day they feel they can do it and get away with it is the day they're coming. I'm going to pick a tune. And let's see what we got. We'll give you a tune about an Irish town that was destroyed by the British. And a son is asking his father, what happened to our country?
Father dear, I oft times hear you speak of Erin's Isle. Her lofty scenes, her valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a lovely land wherein a prince might dwell. Oh, why did you abandon it, the reason me to tell. Oh, son, I loved my native land with energy and pride, till a blight came over all our crops, and the sheep and cattle died. My rent and taxes were to pay, I could not them redeem, and that's the cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, well, I do remember that cold December day. The landlord and the sheriff came to drive us away. They set our roof on fire with the demon's yellow gleam, and that's another reason why I left old Skibbereen.
Even the music, even the instruments are lamenting in that tune. Now you know why the Irish drink. All their songs are sad. And there's one I'm going to play for you. I just want to explain it to you. And the name of this Irish tune, I told you it was 50 shades of green tonight. You got about six of them. There's a joke about an Irish guy just gets married and he brings his bride home to the cottage, and it's like global warming, like minus 10 degrees outside with a blizzard and snow. And they're in the bed, and she says, Pat, before we make love, there's something I have to tell you. And he says, you don't have to tell me anything, dear. We're starting fresh from today. And she says, no, I have to tell you. He says, okay, what is it? She says, I used to be a prostitute. He says, get out, get your things, get out. Pack your bag, go. She's in tears. She's packing her little bag, the few belongings that she has. And she gets to the door. She opens the door. And the driven snow comes blowing in right up to the bed. And Pat says, what did you say you used to be? She said, I used to be a prostitute. He says, get back into bed. I thought you said you used to be a Protestant. Okay. Oh, I know. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get bad emails. This next tune I'm going to play for you is Four Green Fields. And it tells the history of Ireland. Why are there so many Irishmen here? Because they couldn't earn a living. My father came from Ireland. He was the only one of four brothers and a sister who had to leave. He didn't have to leave, but it was better that he did leave. And they had a farm in Tipperary. So he came over here at 17. My mother came from Glasgow, Scotland, but she was Irish, originally from Armagh Island. And she met my father here at an Irish dance. Came to the New World to earn and grow, because there wasn't enough work. And many came, the first Irish that came here, they came to avoid starvation. And many of them starved on the ships. The starvation had already taken their lives. And you heard that guy singing Skipperine, your mother too, lay on the cold ground, fainted in her anguish at the desolation round. And she never rose, but faded away from life to mortal gleam. And there's another verse in that. I don't know if they sang it in that song. And you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you with my friends. You bore your father's name. And look what's going on in the abortion clinics in this country today. They're not even leaving their kids with a friend. And they don't care about the name you have. That is sad. That is sad. That's a murder. That is a crime of murder. And money is a factor, and politics is a factor. 3,000, Planned Parenthood alone kills 3,000 babies a day. Have you ever seen a picture of any of those babies? You heard what Kermit Gosnell said about them? Some of them were so big they could have walked to the bus stop. Once in a while I throw up a picture of an aborted baby. I don't like to do it because it's hideous. But somebody has to be reminded of what's going on in this country. I had a picture, and next I'm going to look for it for the next show. It was a little Latino girl. She was perfectly formed. She even had hair. And she looked like she was asleep. They had killed her so easily. All they did was make a little incision in the back of her neck and then slice the spinal cord. And she looked like she was asleep, like a baby in a crib. She was fully grown. And I titled her Linda Mujer, beautiful lady, because she will never grow up to be a beautiful lady. She will never make a man's heart beat faster. She will never turn heads. And somebody sold her out. And I don't blame the mother. I blame all of the factors that surround that mother. It is sad. So this mother is singing about her land, her country. And the British have come and taken her land away, her country. And even to this day, Ireland is still 6 counties short from complete unification. And it is sad. It is sad. So she's lamenting. And she also lost 5 sons defending that land. May it never happen to us.
What did I have? Said the fine. What did I have? This fine old woman did say, I had 4 green fields. from me. I had five strong sons. They fought to save my jewels. They fought and they died. And that was my grief, said she. Long time ago, said the fine old woman. Long time ago, this fine old woman did say, there was a war and death, plundering and pillage, my people starved by mountain, valley and sea, and their wailing cries, they reached the very heavens. My poor green fields ran red with their blood, said she. What have I now, said the fine old woman. Proud old woman said, I have four green fields, one of them in bondage, in strangers' hands. They tried to take it from me, but my sons, they have sons as brave as were their fathers, and my poor green fields will bloom once again, said she. Will bloom once again, said she.
Georgia Santayana says, those who do not learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. Do not think that we are invisible, invincible. Do not think when politicians say we are the strongest nation on the face of the earth that they can back up their mouth. They can't. They're counting on 1% of the American people who put it all on the line so that we can selfishly complain about secondhand smoke, global warming, and all the other communist sidesteps. Remember that, because one day you may be living a nightmare created by your inability to recognize a threat. Have a good night. God keep us all safe.